Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, about to go in the huddle, but a reminder that we've got Which One Wednesday. It's 7:40 today. We're getting your opinion on it via Twitter first. Votes? Guys, pretty staggered on this, actually. I don't know if you've looked at it. Will Freddie Freeman go into the Hall as a Dodger or a Brave?
I can't wait to answer this question. I've got it. I know it, and I'm close to making it.
Okay.
I wish everybody just could have seen the hand movement we got from Bo right there.
He talks about your wave all the time. That was equally as strange. I think that I'm like combing back through my mind of other players. Mm-hmm. Greg Maddux is one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Boggs is one that comes to mind. There's just a bunch of in there that are interesting caveats. So
just
we'll have
ask
that conversation.
Me first.
Yeah. We'll have that conversation.
It's an interesting conversation. Again, that's at 7:40. Jump on Twitter right now at 929 Morning Shift and get your vote in before we do that. All right, let's go in the huddle. Yesterday's trade deadline has come and gone, and the Jets traded multiple players. Let's start with the Colts acquiring cornerback Sauce Gardner from the Jets for a 2026 first round pick.
Yeah, that's going to work out for him. And look, I know there's ups and downs about who he is, but they've had injury issues at that position. He is a solid player, and he's gonna fit in just fine. Like when you can go into man coverage and be locked down in man coverage. Not that he's like the top of the list, but he's very good. He's a very good player. You can fit in any defense when you can do that, and I'm sure that that's exactly the way Indianapolis felt. They also like Indianapolis's window's open. Right, their window's open. Is that fair enough to say?
Yeah.
They are built from the inside out.
Yeah.
And they can do things so differently than a lot of other teams.
He's the kind of player that, you know, can be really good when you have such a good D-line like they do, like the Jets did. I don't think he's worth two first-round picks. I'm sorry. Like, my thought process and the way I've watched football since I've been in this business has completely changed. And years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, two first-round picks. I would have given up more for Quinnen Williams than Sauce Gardner.
Dude, he's a pretty good player, too.
Like, I would have given up more for Quinnen Williams. And that, if I'd have gone back and gotten an argument with myself at a college party when we were arguing about Michael Vick back in the day and throwing back cold bears.
You gotta go for it, dude.
I would have been like, Sauce Gardner. Yeah, you guys are stud. Who's that? Quinnen Williams. Who cares about that guy? Nobody cares about defensive linemen. Completely flipped. I would have given more for Quinnen Williams. I'd have killed that Quinnen Williams here.
Well, the Cowboys did trade for Quinnen Williams.
That's right.
For two picks.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump the gun on you there.
Do you have the picks in front of you? I know they were interesting. I can't remember exactly which picks they were, and I think there was another player involved.
2026 second-round pick and a 2027 first-round pick.
Okay, there you go.
Let me tell you something. That's a lot. I told you. And Mazi Smith.
Yeah, Mazi Smith. That is a lot, but I'd probably give that up.
For Quinnen Williams? Yeah.
If I'm in Dallas' shoes, yes. I have paid my quarterback. I have paid my receiver. I found a George Pickens. Like
he's paying he paid all these people. He just didn't want to pay Micah.
I was gonna say you didn't pay Micah. You picked up the extra pick. I'm doing it. If I had the situation that Jerry had, I'm doing that.
Jerry's made more comments now about Micah's leadership. That do you think Micah was liked in that locker room?
Hard to tell.
Because it doesn't feel like it.
I don't think it's cut and dry. I was around players like this. I was around multiple players. It's like some guys are just not your cup of tea, but are good players, and like on the field you're going to look at them and be like, "Oh man, what a great play. I like that guy." Maybe you just don't hang out with them otherwise, okay, and don't want to be around them otherwise. It's hard to say cut and dry. They didn't like him or they
but
loved him.
Why know? Does it feel like the only guy that seems like he liked him was Trayvon Diggs? Because that's the only player that I can recall that came out in support of him during the whole thing, and the only player that really said anything positive about him since.
I'm trying to think of another guy that I played with in Atlanta that would have fit that role. I'm coming up empty because I pretty much liked almost all my teammates. But, yeah, I mean, there's just certain players you look at and go, yeah, not my cup of tea, man. Hmm. It is what it is, though. There's a lot. A lot of football players in locker rooms. It's not like an NBA locker room where you all kind of have to kumbaya. You can literally just go to your end. You don't even have to see those guys if you don't want to. And I'd like Micah Parsons on my team. I'll say that. But, you know, I don't know that necessarily he was loved. We'll see what happens.
Seahawks traded for the Saints' Rashid Shaheed. They traded 2026 fourth and fifth round picks.
Team Bo Johnson, the team that the fantasy team that we co-own, is proud owners of Rashid Shaheed. And so I'm kind of digging into this going, is this good or bad? Because he's obviously down the depth chart in Seattle in terms of wide receivers. When you look at Jackson, Smith, and Jigma, who has been really, really good. They also have Cooper Kupp. Haven't heard much from Cooper Kupp. And then you look at Rashid Shaheed. It's like, okay, be a number three option. He was kind of that in a way in New Orleans. But I think the volume is going to be less for Rashid Shaheed in Seattle. But the opportunity to actually score touchdowns will be more. So I think it's a good move by Seattle. I think they have a good team, and I think they're really close to getting to the next level. I think they feel like they have all the right pieces in place. I would love somebody who has the short area burst the way Rashid Shaheed does on our Falcons team. And so I don't mind them making this move.
It kind of feels like he's going to have one or two games where he just goes completely off, and the rest of them it's like two catches, 25 yards. This is kind of the feel because of what they already have and the way they want to play.
It's just the word acceleration. Acceleration. We don't have acceleration for the Atlanta Falcons. That's a guy that has acceleration. Mm-hmm. Acceleration's hard to come by. It really is. Look at the Jalen Warrens of the world. Some of the guys that can just catch a ball, accelerate, boom, get you an extra 10 yards. We don't really have those people. You know what I mean? Even when Kyle Pitts catches the comebacks, he takes him like, you know, two or three steps to kind of get turned around and go in the right direction.
I think, to me, Darnell's probably the closest and the wide receiver room. Because it feels like if you just get him going and then let him take, like, boom, boom, and he's gone, I think he can accelerate. Bajon is definitely an acceleration guy.
I don't see Darnell as an accelerator. I see Darnell as a very fast, straight-line speed guy, but I think there's a difference between that kind of short speed burst that you need, like, in the red zone and a straight-line speed guy that can take the top off the defense. I don't necessarily see Darnell as that guy. I think that's why they've tried to utilize Bajon so much in the passing game, because he is kind of that guy.
The Jaguars got Jacoby Myers from the Raiders. They sent fourth and sixth round selections in the 2026 NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy that was asking for a contract extension, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he wanted out of there.
He wanted out of there. I'm sorry, not a contract. I meant a trade. That's what I meant to say. Not a contract extension. And they were like, no, you're not leaving. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know what, man? Actually, been looking at the scoreboard and the record here recently. Why don't you go ahead and go? You know, why don't you just go ahead?
They gave
you
the go Dylan
somewhere
wave.
Else. We're good. We're good with you know, Geno Smith and Brock Bowers. You take off and go somewhere else. It is what it is, man. I don't blame him. And if I was in their shoes, I'd probably be doing the same thing. If I was in his shoes, I'd probably be doing the same thing as well.
Jaguars are sneaky too. You know, it's the Colts are 7-2, but they're not running away with the division because Jacksonville, they're two games back, but they've also played less games, already had their bye. They're keeping pace, so to speak. So it they're making moves, and without Travis Hunter, they needed another guy on, you know, with Travis Hunter being out indefinitely, probably just what, three more games. But how much can he come right back and play both sides of the ball? So you needed a guy like this.
Yeah. It look, and there's three teams that were really the sellers. You know, we already talked about Rashid Shaheed from the Saints. They also traded Trevor Penning out to I keep wanting to say Chargers. San Diego, but it's not San Diego. It's the Chargers. Yeah. It's the L.A. Yeah. Chargers.
Allie's right. You just got to go Chargers.
You just got to go Chargers.
Say Chargers.
Just Chargers. No, but both their tackles, Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater, I believe it was, who had just signed the big deal, they're both on the IR, season-ending IR. So they feel like they have a good team. Go get Trevor Penning, a little loner, and see what happens with them. So there's really three teams. You go to the Jets, the Raiders, and the Saints, all three of those teams are like, you know what, man? We're good. Thank you for your draft pick. Y'all go play somewhere else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, coming up, we've got Which One Wednesday on the way. This is going to land me quite an eye roll when I get home today. Which one will Freddie Freeman go into the hall with? The Dodgers or the Braves? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.